Patty.
All right, welcome to the November 18th, 2025 meeting of the CBD HDLC ARC. The first item on the agenda is the roll call. Miriam Salas, present. Ashley King, present. Randy Hutchison, present. Robert Boyd, present. Robbie Cangelosi, absent. We have four members constituting a quorum. The second item on the agenda are the minutes of last month's meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or is there a motion?
I'll say motion to approve.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Miriam Salas and a second by Randy Hutchison. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. We are now moving on to the regular agenda. The first application on the agenda is 518 to 26 Bradbury Street. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
I welcome. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Mark Heck, 1541 Tulane Avenue. Architect for the project, Studio Rise.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the review of changes since the previous approval for the renovation of four contributing rated three-story mixed-use buildings for conversion to hotel use in full control Pecan Place. And this was last reviewed in 2023. And the ARC just had some general comments, basically that the proposed balcony appears too deep and the depth should be reduced to about 4 feet. The proposed dormer closest to Pecan Place should be shifted inward 2 to 3 feet. The second floor window sashes on the facade should be swapped so they are 6/9 to allow access to the balcony. Some of the existing doors, horizontally oriented windows, and other first floor facade modifications are not considered appropriate for the building. While the HDLC will not require the storefronts to be replaced, it strongly encourages the applicant and owner to consider including this restoration scope in the overall restoration project. Would you like to outline the changes?
Yeah, so the changes are the balcony's actually been fully removed from the scope. There's a new operator, and so that has been taken out. So with that, the second floor window change has also been reversed back to keeping the 6/9 or the 9/6 windows. The storefront on the first level, I believe it was Mr. Cangelosi had suggested looking at the arch top storefront as kind of the consistent historic approach. So we have updated it to have that across the entire facade and removing the kind of later era doors that were added. And then the dormers have been removed completely and replaced with skylights, just much more limiting the visibility of those. We have some sightline study drawings towards the end of the packet that show kind of visibility from street frontages. There's a pretty narrow street face on both sides, so you can't see much of what's going on the rooftops. All the mechanical will be located on the rear side of the roof. We're creating kind of a mechanical pit area at the center, so none of the equipment or a limited amount of equipment should at all be visible.
I'm sorry, remind me about this project. So where are you altering the roof?
On the rear portion of the building, if you look at sheet A102, mm-hmm. The rear section of the center bay will become a flat roof area where equipment will be placed. And we are going after state and federal historic tax credits, so this is also being reviewed by them.
And sorry, go ahead.
That we're not doing the applications. The owner has a other consultant, and so they haven't filed the part two yet. Okay. Part one's been filed for contributing status, but obviously anything that changes out of that would come mm-hmm. back to you guys for review. The roof pitch we're altering is not visible from the public right of way at all.
Mark, what is it that you are going away from the monitors and putting the skylights?
Visibility. That was some feedback we got from an initial conversation with NPS and them.
Okay.
And it felt a bit strange that the dorm was on the rear side and not the front side of the building. It's just kind of an atypical situation. So.
And are the skylights visible from Gravy?
No. Again, if you look at A202, We have the sightline study. Again, that street is, you know, probably from building to building about 35 feet. You can't see, I mean, you can't really even see the roof, the top of the roof when you're on the street.
Yeah,
the parapet kind of hides.
There's some visibility photos included too.
Yeah.
A little just above those context photos. Like, there's maybe only one skylight that may be visible from PKM Place.
I think, yeah, I mean, and it's, I think it's questionable
yes.
whether or not that would even show up, but. Yeah, I guess you have the second one in, would be visible.
And the second floor windows were originally proposed to be modified
because of
the
balcony.
Access. But if you're correct. Eliminating the balcony.
Yeah, the windows will remain as they are. They'll remain the, I always mess up the order, 9/6 is what they currently are, and they'll remain 9/6.
But are you altering the lintel? Because I see that mm-hmm. the, you have, and I don't remember,
order.
Maybe I missed it. I see that you have sort of stone lintel right now. There's an existing stone lintel that the drawings are showing in a jack arch. Are you retaining the stone lintel? Or?
Yeah, those would be retained.
Okay, so
yeah.
So there's no
those
new
openings
jack
will
arch.
Look, yeah, those openings will look exactly as they are. It looks like my coworker may not have reprinted the demo sheet.
Okay.
Only printed the proposed. Sorry about that.
Okay. So no
I can
jack
send
arch.
You an updated demo sheet.
Well, the
elevation
is the existing elevation. Yeah, the 200s are still showing a jack arch opposed to a stone lintel.
Okay, we'll clear that up. I think she replaced the wrong thing. So yeah, Dennis, I'll send you those updates.
Comment regarding 518-26 Crabtree Street. Hearing none, is there any more discussion? Is there a motion? Mm-hmm. I want to make a motion to approve and a proviso that any changes required by NPOs or SHIP will come back at the staff level. If staff level feels uncomfortable approving them, then to come back to the RC.
Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Marion Salas and a second by Esther Queen. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Diamond Street.
Oh, so 122-132 Royal Street has been removed from the agenda. The next item is 344 South Diamond Street. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Hi, welcome. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Andrew Blackwell. I work for Quillen Construction Group. The
you can have a seat.
Contractor.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the installation of new second floor balcony, including modification of the existing window to allow for balcony access at a non-contributing rated four-story residential building. Just to give some background, there's been a couple of iterations that staff's been working on with the applicant. So those are included for reference, but this is the current proposal in front of you.
Okay. Great, thank you. Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
So we are adding a balcony there. There's been some back and forth about the materials being used for the actual door. Basically, we are taking out a functional window on the right side of the balcony, if you're looking at it from the street, replacing it with a storefront door. So I believe we were asked what the current manufactured window opening is. We don't know that. But we're going to be going back with Old Castle for the actual storefront door that we'll be using.
And you're doing a board in place concrete balcony?
Yes, ma'am.
Question. On the four sketches of the different iterations, I see that the staff recommendation was to have the door on the very far right. In the current proposal is like one intermediate. Is there a technical reason that move that door to be sort of uneven?
So, because we're taking out the functional window. So the current design has two functional windows that are 48 inches wide. The other segment windows, right? Those are too small to allow for a door. So that's why we're kind of putting it offset from the right. Fixed panes.
Could that be flipped? Like the last set, like the window and the door?
Sorry,
this is a better composition than this.
I see why if they're not trying to touch the rest of the window. Look at the photograph.
So it's going into, as proposed, the existing pattern of the window. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The staff recommendation too is just to integrate it more into the existing mullions. That might be easier constructability wise.
What's that width?
I think it's
48 inches.
Of the one that you're recommending?
I think the narrow one is around 2 feet 8 or 2 feet 4.
Is this a private residence?
Yes.
So in theory you're not required, basically.
Yeah, but I think 2 foot 4 is smaller than what's allowed.
Yeah, it's too small.
Yeah.
Just feels like it's going to be very difficult to remove that one window.
Yeah.
And then slip in this new door assembly and not affect the windows on either side at all.
Correct.
It seems like you're going to end up pulling some of this out anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a lot cleaner. Just went ahead and pulled out the two right-hand windows and put this door where you wanted it to be. Two cents, maybe it's easier than I think it is. But,
is the existing window storefront or is it steel bars?
Storefront.
Okay.
The thickness of this poured concrete balcony, I'm having trouble seeing it. How does it affect the transom windows above the garage door? Does it crash into them? Are you going to have to replace those transom windows?
No, sir. It should clear that.
Is there an issue that we have to, balconies and walls have to clear, I think, at least 12 feet, and we have to go to the BDSA?
I see you're correct.
Sure.
I think that there's a required minimum height from
it is our goal to match and like what's next to it.
But I think it still has to go to UBSA.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a
big variance.
Well, I think the one next door is taller than 9 feet from grade. Your drawing says it's 9 feet.
Yeah. The other one is clearing the transom.
It's at the top where the
garage. It's 9 feet 9 in your drawing. I think there's a minimum clearance you have to have.
Okay.
So you might want to
get with the architect to fix that.
And I will have a full building section that shows the current windows, the whole detail through that wall, right? to show your garage door, the transom. And then the other two buildings, since you said you're matching, but it's not matching, it would help to have the two other buildings in either side of the elevation shown.
Mm-hmm. So it would need what? I'm sorry.
You know, you're showing the elevation here by itself, mm-hmm. and we're saying that we're matching this, but from the floor it looks like this element is much higher in both sides, the horizontal. So it'd be good to include the buildings to the right and left
of it. Right of it as well.
Just okay. to understand the horizontal line where it really is falling.
Okay, understood.
Either side. And then understand the relationship of the floor slab inside to where the height of the balcony is being proposed, etc.
Yes, ma'am.
It seems like, will the balcony railing match with the rooftop?
We can match it to the rooftop. Again, our instruction was to try and match what is next door to it from the homeowner. But if you would prefer to match what's on the top of the building, we can definitely bring that to the customer and make sure he's okay with it.
Yeah, I think that would make sense.
Yeah.
Especially if you need to go up to the 42 height, just that right. simple horizontal at the top.
Yeah.
All right, is there any public comment regarding 344 South Diamond Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or motion?
Does this stop or does it go back?
Huh? I think it's a lot of information missing from the application, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very straightforward what needs to happen, but yeah. it's an incomplete application.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Motion to defer until the complete application package is submitted. So okay. it's not rejected, it's deferred.
Okay.
We just need the additional information we're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
And also, do we want to see the door moved over to one side, or
think so, because like Robert said, there's no way you can take that portion of the door without damaging the adjacent mm-hmm. frames. Mm-hmm. It's gonna get damaged anyways. It will be a better composition.
Is there can that door be small?
That's what I was asking.
It's only 2 feet 4.
It's too small, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a 48, and that's so huge. But
unless it becomes a double two leaves of 48,
Do y'all know what the original manufacturer of the window system is?
No, sir.
No. Okay. So you don't know for sure that you can your new old castle will be able to fit in that system.
So I'm told by our vendor who's handling our storefront glass that they're all interoperable for the most part as far as profiles. So he's confident that it'll match exactly.
Yeah,
right.
In that case, I feel you can make it work, keeping it where you've got it shown on the drawing. It doesn't bother me then. There is at least a balance to the mm-hmm. two windows.
Yeah. So we'll go with the proposed location?
Yeah, I don't
mind it. It's also a non-contributing building, so
I think it is important to keep the balcony.
Yes, the horizontal.
In the same language as the building.
Yes. So. Okay, so we're okay with the door location proposed. The balcony railing needs to get modified to match the rooftop balcony. And
double check the height, minimum height of all the other
right. And I would say just draw a complete elevation showing the adjacent to the
and a complete section.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a structural section, not an architectural section.
Correct. I would like to see the whole length.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see how this balcony affects the transom of the garage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's our motion.
Cool.
Right.
You got that, Dennis?
Yes, ma'am.
If you could also, I'm sorry, since you're trying to line up with that adjacent balcony, make sure that is correct and shown diagrammatically.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I think if that's just off just a little bit, that's going to be really problematic. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's going to
be
here.
So we have a motion by Miriam Salas, and a second.
Go ahead.
By Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
I'm a little new to all this. So will you be sending that, like, an email?
Yes,
that
I'll send you like a letter that outlines all the recommendations, and then we can kind of work together.
And by it being deferred, do we have to wait until the next meeting?
Yes.
So
yeah, you'll come back to the next meeting next month.
In December?
Yes.
Okay, I'm soon. All right, thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, there being no other business to attend to, the meeting is adjourned. Can we stop the recording?